This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock. Joe, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Pretty quiet so far. That's how we've started off the week. It was on Monday, the grains edging mostly lower to start, but then flipping back higher. And so they've looked a lot more resilient all of a sudden this past month. The month since the August crop report put in a contract low for corn futures, they were able to actually show a small gain by the end of August. Soybeans had a really good month last month, but then edging a touch lower at the start of September and now waiting on the next crop report. At the end of this week, the September crop production update will include the next adjustments for corn and soybean yields. And not only will we have another month of farmer surveys to inform these yield projections, but we'll also have some boots on the ground from the USDA, the crop scouts getting out there and having a look. It'll be really important to have a look at those farmer surveys after the last month, a really severe turn for many, weather-wise, shifting a lot drier, of course. And so how we can finish this crop or not compared to the USDA estimates is going to be the focus of this week. And to see some positioning, some back and forth, and ultimately likely tight-ranged trading sessions until then, that won't be a huge surprise, but anything can pop up.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next. With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more. December corn down 1¾ at 420 even. November soybeans down 0.25 at 1033.5. October soybean meal up 290 at 284.80. October soybean oil down 28 cents at 50.70. Chicago wheat down 1¾ at 522 even. Minneapolis wheat down a penny at 576. Kansas City hard red wheat down 4¾ at 512.5. December oats up 1¼ at 324¾. On the Merck, October live cattle down $1.28 at 234.53. September feeder cattle down 215 at 358.80. October lean hogs up 80 cents at 95.95. October pork cutout unchanged at 102.23. Class 3 milk up a penny at 17.67. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.